So it's bedtime story for Ella. Say goodnight.
Night, night.
Okay, and this book is called Careful Santa. It's by Julie Sykes and Tim Warnes, W-A-R-N-E-S. Can we see who it's published by? Little Tiger Press, so it's published by. Okay, we've never read this one before. You should know the drill at this stage of the game. And this is a book that we bought secondhand. We're reading Careful Santa only because I think we've read most of the other books. Okay, so here goes. Let me see. And it's a bit dark as well, obviously, because it's bedtime and everybody has to go asleep. It was Christmas Eve, which sounds like the start of the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl song a little bit in my head. And Santa was loading presents onto his sleigh. Santa's little mouse was helping too. Whoosh! A gust of wind blew Santa's beard straight into his face. Ho, 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 he chuckled. I can't see what I'm doing. Careful, Santa, warned Santa's cat. You mustn't lose that stack of presents. That would never do, Santa agreed, as he carefully stowed everything away. Oh, can't see this bit. Santa helped his little mouse, climb aboard the sleigh. Hold on tight, he boomed. We're off. Daddy can't get too excited in certain parts of the story because it's bedtime. And we have to be quiet and go asleep. Hold on tight, he boomed. We're off. It was a wild and windy night. Oh my, shouted Santa as the sleigh rocked this way and that. Suddenly, the sack of presents began to move. Careful, Santa, called Santa's little mouse. Mind that sack. But Santa wasn't quick enough, and the sack slid across the sleigh and toppled overboard. Stop, cried Santa in alarm. Down, reindeer, down. I've lost all of the presents. The reindeer struggled against the wind and landed as gently as they could. Careful, Santa, they shouted, but it was too late. Whoops, cried Santa, landing on his bottom. Santa scrambled to his feet. The presents were scattered far and wide.
Look, my teddy bear, big Santa teddy.
It does look like a big Santa teddy, you're right.
That mommy, look, mom teddy, mother me.
Hey, do you know what time it is?
Yeah.
It's very late time, that's what time it is. Yeah, do you know what time it is? It's time for sweet dreams, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, are your eyes open or closed? They're closed, okay. Well, I'll read the story and you close your eyes and have sweet dreams, okay? Okay. Santa scrambled to his feet. The presents were scattered far and wide and he hurried to pick them up. He did not notice, however, the frozen pond. Whee! Cried Santa as he slid across the ice towards the duck house. Careful, Santa, quacked the ducks. You nearly squashed us. How awful, said Santa as he gathered up the presents. Sorry about that. Has anyone seen my sack? Here it is, chattered a squirrel from high in a tree. Daddy can't see what he's reading, and so it's beginning to sound a little bit odd. Santa bravely climbed up, but before he knew it, he was well and truly stuck. Oh, help, he cried. Careful, Santa, called the squirrel. I am trying to be careful, said Santa, as he struggled to get free. Very, very slowly, Santa climbed back down again, dropping some presents as he went. In the playground, a few presents were lying under the swings. Santa put them into a sack, and then he spotted some more on the slide. Whoosh, cried Santa as he whizzed down the slide. Careful, Santa, you're going too fast, warned Santa's cat. I can't stop, said Santa, as he zoomed towards the snowman. Sorry, snowman, I didn't mean to bump into you, Santa said, as he dusted himself down and popped the last of the presents into his sack. That's it, he boomed. It's time to deliver these presents. Ready, Mouse? But where was Mouse? Santa couldn't see her anywhere, just like Dad can hardly see what he's reading. Oh dear, he cried in alarm. First I lose my sack of presents, and now I've lost my little mouse. This will never do. The ducks, the squirrel, and Santa's cat all crowded around. Don't worry, Santa, they chattered. She can't have gone far, and we'll help you look for her. Everyone looked for Mouse, but she wasn't in the duck house. She wasn't in the swings. She wasn't near the slide or behind the snowman. Just then, Santa heard a familiar squeak. He shone his torch upwards, and there was Mouse hanging from a branch in a tree. Careful, warned Santa. It's far too windy to play up there, and that branch doesn't look too safe to me. But Mouse wasn't playing. I'm stuck, he squeaked. Please get me down. Quickly, Santa took off his jacket and spread it out on the ground. Everyone gathered around. And held the coat like a trampoline. Hold on tight, everyone, and don't let go, said Santa. Ready, Mouse? 1, 2, 3, jump! ! Said Dad quietly. Mouse jumped, and with a bounce and a plop, landed safely on Santa's coat. Hooray! Cheered Santa quietly, because a little girl was sleeping. Thank you, everyone. It was time to go. Santa and Mouse hurried aboard their sleigh. Reindeer up, up and away, cried Santa. Whoosh, blew the wind. Careful, Santa, called everyone, as the sleigh rocked this way and that. Look after that mouse and hold on tight to that sack. And that's the end of that story. Night, night.